Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. What is the first thing that, you know, you chit-chatting with kids, and what do you say to them? Sometimes, you know, we might say, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Right? What do you want to be when I grow up? Or kids might say, when I grow up, I want to be. And what are some of the things that they said? I want to be
a nurse,
a doctor, a teacher. What?
Fireman.
Policeman, yes. What?
Singer.
Yeah, I was going to say musician. Some say I want to be a movie star. Some say not many people say I want to be a pastor when I grow up. Although I will say many do. I want to be rich. That you hear a lot. I want to be famous. Do you hear that one a lot? Right? I want to be a gospel singer. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. I want to be a gospel singer. We pick what we want to be, don't we? Yet I have to say, I've never heard anyone say, when I grow up, I want to be the salt of the earth. Thank you for laughing, because it is pretty funny. I want to be the salt of the earth. I want to be the light of the world. A light to the nations. None of us, and no child, has actually ever said this. And yet, that's exactly the vocation that we have been given, ordained by God to every single person. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Salt and light. So if we are these things, maybe we should figure out what it is. Salt. In the ancient world, salt was a valuable commodity. Here's how valuable it was. It was used to preserve food before there was any refrigeration or ice boxes. How many remember the times when ice boxes came about? The iceman would come and bring the ice, and you'd put it in the box, and it would keep everything cold. Well, before there was any of that, salt was used to preserve, to extend the life of. The usefulness of something. Salt was life-sustaining. We need salt to live. There's potassium in our bodies, and our levels are always checked. And what happens when your sodium levels, your potassium goes too low? You can die from that. It's used to fight off infection. It's an antiseptic. Actually, it's used to clean out wounds. And sometimes we actually will say, because it's pretty painful, that's like pouring salt into an open wound. Yeah, it will burn. It cleans everything out. Salt was used to purchase things. It was used back in ancient time it was used as we use money today to buy things. Salt was as treasured then as we treasure gold and silver. Hard to believe, isn't it? It's extremely valuable, so much so that people were paid in salt. Now, they say that the word salary is actually a Latin extension for salt. Interesting, isn't it? In its purest form, it never loses its taste. Salt will always be salt. It enhances flavor. How many of you have ever put salt on your watermelon? Oh, see, I didn't know about this until I moved down here. Putting salt on watermelon just brings out that much more, the flavor in the watermelon. Salt is you. No, you disagree. So salt is used to enhance the food that we eat. Salad comes from the word salted, which I did not know that. People would put salt on their lettuce, and hence we got salad from that. Unless, of course, you live in Minnesota. I have to pick on the Minnesotans, sorry. And salad is some Jell-O thing. I always thought I would eat healthy when someone, when I was at seminary, would say, I'm bringing a salad. I'm like, yes, greens. I'll finally eat greens. And it was some jello mold or something. Quite delicious. I'm sorry. It was good, but I thought I was really kind of getting the lettuce thing going on there. Salt doesn't grow stale or ever lose its flavor, even if it sits on the shelf for a long time. A long time. When's the last time you bought salt? Unless, of course, you're at some gourmet store and you see the Himalayan salt or the pink salt, and you're like, yeah, sure, I'll get that. It lasts forever. There was a dad who wanted to teach his son about salt, and so he gave him a packet. You know, think about how valuable salt was, right? You just go into Burger King or something, and you just pick up a whole bunch of packets of salt. You know, so he gave his son a couple packets of salt, and told him to go and put it in water and leave it overnight. And so the boy did what his dad told him to do. And the next day, his father said, go get the salt and bring it here. You put it in the water, right? Yes, go get the salt. So the child brings the water, the bowl filled with water, and he's like, I can't find it. I can't find the salt. He's looking in the water, and smart, he had good teachers. This child said, it is dissolved. And the father said, yes, it has dissolved. And then said to him, take a sip. You can't see it, but take a sip of this water. What is it? What do you taste? And the boy says, I taste salt. And then the father gives him a straw and said, put it all the way down, halfway through in the middle, take a sip, and what do you taste? And the child said, I taste salt, but I can't see it. So the dad said, okay, take this water, this salty water, and pour it on the ground. And the boy did. And what he discovered, that as the water was evaporated, what appeared? The salt. Yes. And we ourselves discover that, don't we? That when we go into the ocean, and something about the salinity of the water down here, that was one of the things we noticed, is so much saltier. And you can taste it. It burns your eyes. And by the way, if you have a little paper cut and you go in, what happens? It burns. You feel every little cut that you have on your body. If you come off, it's healing. And if you come out of the water and you don't dry yourself off with a towel and you just sit and let yourself air dry, what is left on your body? Salt, right? And if you have a dog, what does that dog do when you go home? Lick that salt right off of you. Yes, yes, yes. So this salt, even though we can't see it, is still there. As a child of God, you are this very salt. Already. So be salt. Enhance the life of another. Preserve the life of another. Sustain the life of another. Disinfect, clean out the infections of this world, which is eating away and destroying the life of another. You are salt. So be it. You are the light of the world. The light which is seen for miles and miles and miles. It is who you are. Warren Hudson, who's a writer from Ontario, Canada, was telling a story about a special Saturday night worship service. Now, we can relate to a piece of what I'm going to tell you. They're in the worship service, and it is storming and downpours and thunder and lightning. Now, this is Ontario. I don't know how many of these kind of storms they get. They're quite frequent where we live, aren't they? We're used to these strong thunder and lightning storms where it's just like the skies open up. And he said, the pastor is preaching and all of a sudden there is this wicked bolt of lightning. A transformer must have been struck and everything goes dark. They can't see anything. The pastor gropes his way around. He finds his way to get candles and hands out candles to everyone. Now, I want you to picture, we have done this during Christmas Eve worship service. Everybody has candles. So the ushers in this church in Ontario come forward and they take the candles, and what do? They go to the aisle and the person on the outside, they light their candle, and then all throughout, each person takes their unlit candle, dips it towards the light, lights it, and it continues on and on and on. And every single person in that church that evening were standing holding a light. And then they wanted to see what was going on outside. So they wormed their way through the dark hallway and came. They didn't have windows like this. And they came to the front door, which was glass. And they were able to look out. And what they saw was chaos out there. People were roaming around in the dark. They couldn't see. The entire city was in darkness. Can you imagine the folks looking back and seeing all these lights coming from the church? Well, Warren Hudson says, there we were in the darkness, a little band of Christians clutching a light, not sure whether to venture out into the storm or to stay inside the church in hopes that the storm would blow over. There in the darkness, the light of truth struck him, and he realized what it meant to be the light of the world. It occurred to me then that this is the temptation I face every day. Warren writes, it is easy to play it safe and to be a good Christian in church. It's a lot harder to venture out into the storms of the world. Isn't that so true? You are this light already that he speaks about. And like Warren said, we are tempted to let our light shine here in the church for the people we know while ignoring the people outside. You are the light of the world. So be light. Reveal and uncover and expose the truth that has been hidden away in the dark. Allow people to come out of their hiding. They're hiding that they're hidden away in because they're afraid of retaliation or because they're afraid of being expelled or they're afraid of being shamed in the community. Let your light shine, so that they may see themselves as Christ sees them, as beloved children. You are light. So be it. Jesus blessed those who were gathered as they had been called to be different in the world, to proclaim the fulfilling of the commandments. And it boils down to one word, love. Love. Love God and love others. We too have been called to be different in the world. And we can only do this because of Christ, whose death and resurrection gives us new life, new birth today and every single day. And in this life, this new life, we are called to love unconditionally as God loves us unconditionally. So hear these words that Jesus proclaims. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are. So be it. So be it. Amen.